fruit knot nematode infests at least 40% of cotton acreage in the southern high plains of Texas. In the absence of any control, it causes an average of 26% yield loss in this region. The objective of this research is to evaluate new varieties for performance in root knot nematode reproduction, suppression, and yield in fields of the southern high plains of Texas. We have a total of 10 varieties that will be in this presentation. Three susceptible checks: FiberMax 1944 GLB2, FiberMax 2484 B2F, Phytogen 499 White Strike Flex, and then we have FiberMax 2011 GT, introduced in 2011, but not as a resistant variety. Stonedale 4946 GLB2, which was introduced in 2012. As a replacement for Stoneville 5458 B2F, they're both partially resistant. Phytogen 367 White Strike Flex is the second oldest with partial resistance among the ones we tested, and the Stoneville 5458 B2F is the oldest variety with partial resistance among the ones we tested. Delta Pine 1454 NRB2RF, new last year. And we included it because it possibly may have a two-gene system for root knot nematode resistance. Phytogen 417 White Strike Flex and Phytogen 427 White Strike Flex are both new last year and 2014, and are presumed to have the two-gene system involving chromosomes 11 and 14. Presenting on six sites for nematode reproduction: Whiteface, Ropes, or Ropesville, AgCares, which is in La Mesa, and then another La Mesa site, Slayton and Brownfield. Only presenting yield data from three of these sites: Whiteface, Slayton, and Brownfield. The soil for root knot nematode assays was sampled typically in mid to late August. Plots were two rows at Slayton, Ropes, AgCares, and La Mesa, and four rows at Whiteface and Brownfield, and all are 36 feet long. And these tests have 4 to 6 reps in them. We used the two-row cotton stripper, and where there were four-row plots, we harvested the middle two rows. Mean separations shown in the following slides are from a log 10 transformation of the nematode reproduction data. The nematode reproduction data is a sum of eggs and juveniles from two different assays. Also, the mean separations may appear disproportionate with the actual number shown because I'm presenting the original numbers, but the mean separations are from a log transformation. Within a test, we use PROC-GLM, and when combining means across test sites, we use PROC-mixed with site as random factor. Differences between varieties significant at p equals 0.1. At Whiteface, Phytogen 417 had less reproduction than both of the susceptible checks, and the Delta Pine the Stoneville 5458 B2 and the Phytogen 427 had less reproduction than just one of the susceptible checks, the Phytogen 499. At Ropes, Phytogen 427 and Phytogen 417 had less reproduction than both the susceptible checks, and Phytogen 367 had less reproduction than the susceptible check, FiberMax 2484. At AgCares, Phytogen 367, Delta Pine 1454, and Phytogen 417 had less reproduction than both of the susceptible checks. Phytogen 427 had less reproduction than FiberMax 2484. And at our La Mesa site, all of the varieties at this site had less, except for Ottigen 367. No, I'm sorry. Stoneville 4946 and Delta Pine 1454. So all the rest of the varieties here having any resistance or having resistance had less reproduction than both of the susceptible checks. Slight and only difference here will be the phytogen 417, and it had less reproduction than both the susceptible checks and the partially resistant varieties. Okay, I want to go back. Let's see. I just want to clarify, forgot to include, that this is a low, Whiteface is a site known to have low nematode pressure. Should have said this before. Rofe's also has low nematode pressure. Acares has moderate nematode pressure. Let me say moderate nematode pressure. And Slayton, moderate nematode pressure. And also Brownfield, moderate. At Brownfield, okay, at Brownfield, kind of threw me off there. Okay, so. So phytogen 427 and phytogen 417 had less reproduction than both the susceptible checks, and Stoneville 4946 and Stoneville 5458 had less reproduction than one of the susceptible checks, phytogen 499, and we combined the means for all these six sites. And this is where the color coding, the rationale for the color coding comes in, kind of is most evident. So we see that the Delta Pine 1454, Phytogen 427, and Phytogen 417 had less reproduction than all three of the susceptible checks. And then the partially resistant varieties, color coded in yellow, had more of an intermediate suppression of reproduction, with having less reproduction than one or two of the susceptible checks. Okay, this is yield data from Whiteface. And in Whiteface here, Stoneville 4946 and Phytogen 367 yielded higher than the susceptible check Fibermax 1944. And the Delta Pine 1454 had lower yield than most of the other varieties at this test. And this may be due to the fact that it is designed as a longer season variety, which was not able to be accommodated at this site, nor at any of our other sites, or the other two sites. At Brownfield, all of the varieties at Brownfield having resistance, except for Phytogen 367 and Delta Pine 1454, had higher yields than both of the susceptible checks here. And again, the Delta Pine 1454 yielded much lower than most of the other varieties. Okay, it's Slayton. Fibermax 2011 GT had higher yield than both of the susceptible checks, and the Stoneville 4946 had higher yield than the Phytogen 499. And since Slayton is a site where there is some verticillium wilt pressure, the Fibermax 2011 GT, it may be yielding higher there because it is known to have some verticillium resistance. Okay, and then we combine the means for these three sites, Whiteface, Slayton, and Brownfield, for yield. And it turns out that Fibermax 2011 GT, Stoneville 4946, and Stoneville 5458 had higher yield than both of our susceptible checks. And the Delta Pine 1454, which was consistently lower, was lower than not the susceptible checks, but lower than all of the other resistant, other varieties having resistance. Okay, in summary of the reproduction, Fibermax 2011 GT only separated from Fibermax 2044 B2F, and so it's still unsure whether it has real resistance. Stoneville 4946 GLB2 Biogen 367 Wide Strike Flex and Stoneville 5458 B2F showed they have the partial resistance that they are known to have. Deltapine 1454 NRB2RF was not quite as consistent. I forgot to mention that at Brownfield, that's a good example of where Deltapine 1454, in terms of reproduction, did not lower reproduction as well as these two, Phytogen 417 and Phytogen 427 Wide Strike Flex. Before I go on to those two, we included the Deltapine 1454 in the same color-coded grouping as these two Phytogen varieties because it overall looked better than the Stoneville 4946, the one of the partially resistant varieties. And so Phytogen 417 Wide Strike Flex and Phytogen 427 Wide Strike Flex, they consistently outperform most of the other varieties in suppressing root knot nematode reproduction, and so they appear to have functional two-gene system for resistance. Summary of the yield. The partially resistant varieties yielded as much or more than the more highly resistant varieties. Partially resistant varieties yield higher than susceptible varieties, particularly as root knot nematode population density increases. Deltapine 1454 NRB2RF had lower yields than any of the other varieties with nematode resistance, and again, this may be due to the fact that it has full season maturity requirements, which none of the three sites met in 2014. Thank you.